The Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud, by the two dots, says Vashta Amres Medina Medina of Ir Ve'ir LaDarsha. Now that we've explained what it means, Medina Medina and Ir Le'ir, Mishpacha Mishpacha La Mayasa. What do the words Mishpacha come to tell us? So Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Lahavi Mishpachos Kahuna Ulevia Shmevat Lina Vodasa Nuvain Lishma Mikra Megillah. That Mishpacha is to tell you that regarding the families of the Kohanim and Levim, so that they are supposed to abandon their avoda in the base of Mikdash in order to come and hear Kriyas Megillah. Which is an interesting discussion in itself, which comes up in the Rishonim, that the fact that you have the avodas of base of Mikdash, which is Doraisa, but yet we see that the Inyan of Kriyas Megillah, which we know has an aspect of Prishmanisa, which we'll see in a second in Tosos, that it overrides it. They have to be Mevata, the avoda, in order to hear Megillah. Now some Rishonim say no, it doesn't mean that, because if they're going to miss the avoda completely for the entire day to hear Megillah, then they can't do so. This is assuming that you can accomplish both, but that you prioritize and put Megillah first and then do the avoda. So the top Tosos over here, Divrei Maskil Mevatlin Kohanim Mevodasam Lishmo Mikra Megillah, says, V'kasha, my Mevatlin, V'lo Achara Kriya Yesh Harvin Shehos L'avoda. Why does the Gemara have to say that they have to be Mevatal the avoda? They'll go hear a Megillah in the morning, and then there's plenty of time afterwards to do the avoda. You could do both. Why does it say Mevatal? So Tosos answers, and obviously doesn't mean Mevata like the whole day. Mishomer the Keva de Mishahayir Hayom Havez Man Avoda, Beimunichen Osabashvil Kriya, Misham Haki Kari Lebito. Since the time of the Avoda in the Beis Mikdash starts at dawn, it starts by when the sun comes up, so, and they push off the Avoda in order to go hear Megillah, so that's called Bittel of Avoda. That they are starting the day by going to hear Megillah and not doing the Avoda. It doesn't mean that they are neglecting it completely. If you want to say, let them start the avoda right away when the morning comes, and then they'll go read the Megillah later by themselves, you know, amongst themselves. So Tosos says a very famous idea which we are familiar with. No, we don't do that because it's better to read the Megillah with the Tzibor, because it's more of a Prishuminisa, because one of the functions of Prishuminisa, of publicizing the miracle, is achieved in a higher level when there's more people with the Rovam, that's a better level of Prishuminisa, and therefore you should do that first, and only then afterwards can you go do the Avoda. The next Tosos Dir Maskel Chashinan, so the Gemara gets into the discussion, also towards the bottom of Gimel, regarding the idea of being Mevatel Torah and being Mevatel the Tamid in order to go hear Megillah, and the proof is brought from the story of Yeshua, in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshua, before they invade Yericho, that there an angel had accosted Yeshua, he cornered Yeshua, because that day they were Mevatel both the Karban Tamid and Torah learning. Yeshua was a, you know, a paradigm in Torah learning, and we see from this that perhaps even Torah learning is more significant in terms of being Mevatel than the Avoda. And then the Gemara asks, sort of as a side point, how is it that Yeshua bowed down to this person, to this being? Maybe it was a demon. So how is he able to do so? So Tosos, the Yermaskal Hashinan Shema Shedhu, perhaps it was a demon, says as follows. Perish Riva, the Dafka Chutzla Yer Hecha, the Shkikim Mezikin, Kagon, Besado, Uvelaila. That when we deal with Mezikin are commonly found in the field and at night. Usually, Mezikin only attacks someone who's alone, and when it's not in the city, and when it's at nighttime. And that happened to Yeshua when he was when he met this Malach. He was not in Yericho. He was in the field, far off from Klal Yisrael. But in a place where there's a lot of people, there's no concern for Mazikin, there would be no issue. And we would have to say this, because otherwise, what happens if a man at night says, well, I want to write a get for my wife? How can we write that get? Maybe this guy is not really a guy. Maybe this is a demon who wants to causes some great strife in someone's marriage, and write this get. So we say no, we can't write this get until we see that he has a shadow, because a demon we say doesn't have a shadow. So obviously that's not an issue. Tosu says v'lo ashkechan de parech lei l'gemara al gabe misha hushlech b'vor parek tiskabel. The Gemara again says that we're only concerned who someone who asks to write a get for his wife at night, we're only concerned that he's a shade, someone who's in the boar, in a pit, because that's a place where a demon may be found. But in a regular place, in the home, there's no concern of finding shade him over there.